fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here on Monday, the 25th of November. Our prepper tip of the day is I want to encourage people to learn how to do home canning, canning food. Get yourself a good quality pressure cooker, the best ones made. They do not have a gasket. The machining is so accurate, they do not need a gasket. Regardless, get yourself a home pressure cooker and learn how to can food. That will be a great skill in the future. This is Farmers Monday. We have Sam Andrews with us, and the telephone number down there at Freedom Center USA, where he's the proprietor of Freedom Center USA, is 417-718-2597. Sam, we got a caller on hold here. We got Al in West Virginia. Good morning, Al.
Good morning, John and Sam. Sam, I have a Glock 17L, 9mm, and the rear side's adjustable, but to me, them Glocks, the rear sight's either too wide or the front sight's not wide enough to get accurate left and right. You understand what I'm saying? You know, when I grew up, we used to have the V sights, you know, and I was pretty accurate with one of those.
Yes, I own 5 or 6 Glocks. I know exactly what you're talking about.
So, do they have one that you can get a more narrower, you know, view or opening for the rear sight, or?
Well, there's different companies that make aftermarket sights, and some of them have tritium tubes in them, so you can see them in the dark. I would look at some of those sights. I would start looking around for tritium sights if you have to have iron sights. There's some aftermarket sights out there made for the Glock that are very, very good. But the other, let me ask you a question. How old are you exactly?
How old is what?
How old are you, personally?
How old am I? Well, I'll be 60 next year.
Okay. So what I recommend, me being over 60 and having gone through this whole handgun, you know, development process over the years, I use something called an RMR, which is a red dot, because as I got older, I became more farsighted. So my long vision is still 20/12 when my eyes aren't tired. I mean, I see really good at distance. but I don't see very well from about 3 feet closer to my eyes, and because I'm farsighted. And what that does with a handgun shooter is it makes it very difficult to get iron sights on a handgun aligned. And so what I did was I put an RMR, it's a miniature red dot sight, on the slide. And there are companies out there that will machine slides for you, or you can buy one for the 17L that's already machined for an RMR. And just with a couple of screws, you can thread this thing onto your slide. And now you have a parallax-free red dot sight that an older gentleman like you and I can see crystal clear. And the accuracy of your pistol shooting will just come up tremendously. I don't know if that interests you, but that's one of the options. Go to an aftermarket iron sight or go to an RMR. I prefer the RMR myself personally, and I can shoot much better with one.
Well, I had a red dot years ago, but it was like a scope. You looked through it, and you had the red dot showing. You talking about that, or are you talking about like a laser?
No, neither. I'm talking about something that's even smaller than that big red dot that you're talking about. This isn't
okay.
A cylinder. It's something that insets into the slide, and it doesn't stick up a whole lot higher than your rear sight. It's fairly small, but when you get your pistol close to alignment, you can see a red dot right above the slide.
I'll be done. Okay, so
look at something called a Burris Fastfire 3. That's the least expensive RMR-type sight that will work on a Glock that works really well. That's the one we've had the best luck with. And they pop their electronics in hot glue, so the vibration doesn't damage the sight. They'll work on a 12-gauge. That's how tough those little RMRs are. But it's called a Burris. It's made by Burris, and it's called a Fastfire 2, and they have a later version called a Fastfire 3. And they make them in different dot sizes, so you can find one that your eye likes.
Okay, did you say Burris or Bird?
Burris, B-U-R-R-I-S. So Bravo, Uniform, Romeo, Indigo, Sierra.
Gotcha. What was it, a Burst what?
Fast Fire 3.
Fast Fire, yeah. Okay. Got that. It's called a red dot?
Well, it's called an RMR, Romeo, Mike Romeo, but... it does have a red dot on it. It's just a lot smaller profile than your typical red dot scopes that get mounted on handguns. And it works with almost every holster. It sits right there by your rear sight. You know, it's a really great setup for a guy who's a little farsighted but wants to shoot really accurate and really fast with their pistol.
Okay, now it won't. I won't have to modify the pistol.
You may have to have a gunsmith cut out your slide for an RMR and tap it, or you may just be able to buy an aftermarket slide that's already pre-cut, so you have your original slide in this pristine condition.
Okay. Yeah, I didn't want to modify this one, really, if I could keep from it, because it's the long, you know what I mean? It's the long, and it's got the fluted barrel on it and stuff for...
Yeah, I know what a 17L is. It's
right.
A great handgun. But yeah, if you put an RMR sight on that slide, you won't believe how much more accurately you'll be able to shoot that pistol.
I'll try it out. I sure appreciate the knowledge.
All right.
Thank you.
Al, thank you for the call. Our next caller is from New York State, Morgan, where he's probably wants advice on his Daisy Red Ryder, which in the state of New York can still allow him to own. Good morning, Morgan.
Good morning, John. Good morning, Sam.
Hey, that voice sounds familiar. How are you, Morgan?
Good, Sam. How are you?
Great to hear your voice. What's going on?
I just had a question about precision barrels. I've been listening to the John Moore Show and Firearms Monday for probably about a month and a half now, and I haven't really heard you talk about the difference between a fluted and an unfluted barrel, and if you had any recommendations for those of us that are not in proximity to the Freedom Center of a particular company that makes good precision barrels for our rifles?
Yeah, that's a great question. So if you're going to buy a barrel blank to machine, there were four companies that generally do a great job. Broughton, which I think they're pretty much done manufacturing barrels at this point. The owner has gotten old. Tim North is probably going to retire here. But Broughton, in my estimation, made the best barrel blanks. Then I would have to say Krieger makes a great barrel, but they're very expensive. Company called Bartleen makes a great barrel, but they're very expensive. Schillen makes an incredibly accurate barrel, but they're very expensive. Are you talking particularly about like a pre-made barrel for an AR, something that's been chambered and had a barrel extension and been profiled and threaded and all that, or are you looking at just barrel blanks?
Just what about like pre-assembled uppers that come assembled? I've been looking at like Odin Works. Are they a good company that you would recommend?
Actually, I would recommend us because we start with a barrel blank and we fit the barrel to the upper better than most companies. We press fit them in. We don't just drop them in loose. And our barrels are deep nitrided, where the other barrels that you buy are very shallow nitrided. It really depends on the price point that the guy is interested in. If you're trying to find something really, really inexpensive that works reasonably well, you can get a barrel from a company called WMD. And they're in Florida, Whiskey Mike Delta, WMDGuns.com. They sell barrels for AR-type weapon systems that have a decent nitriding, and they're fairly accurate, and they don't cost an arm and a leg. That's a place to look. Do you have a caliber that you're specifically interested in, Morgan?
Yeah, Sam, we're getting into the 6.5 Grendel up here, particularly for deer hunting. It's there are conservative gun owners in New York that don't just use Red Ryder or BB guns, John.
I'll tell you, the 6.5 Grendel is a great cartridge, and it'll fit on an AR-15 platform. It's actually my favorite cartridge for the AR-15 size platform. It's a great barrel, but you know, probably for $80 or $100 more than what you would pay one of these other companies like Odin Works, you can order one from me, and I'll get you something that's absolutely premier. And I don't know if that fits your budget, but I can get you something that's deep nitride. It has a nickel boron barrel extension, and it'll shoot a quarter minute if the shooter's capable and the ammo is.
All right. Well, Morgan, will you answer your question? Okay. Thank you, Carl.
Absolutely. Thank you, Sam. Thank you, John.
Okay.
Hey, Morgan, have a great week.
Yes. Our next caller is Fred in Wisconsin. Good morning, Fred.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Go ahead. Hey, Fred. You're in here.
Yeah. My question is real simple. On a H&K 91, is there a rail system available that would attach to that weapon?
So are you looking for a rail to go on top of the receiver to mount an optic? Are you looking for a rail on the forearm to mount
maybe on the
like
forearm,
a bipod or a light? Yeah, there's
I'd like
stuff
to go on the
there.
Forearm if I could. I think this system came with that claw mount for the H&K claw mount for the scope. So I was just looking to see if I could add flashlights and stuff like that.
Yeah, there's, you know, if you can't find something on the internet that you like, we can always custom mount something. It doesn't take long. It's usually three fasteners. So,
okay.
Yeah, we can mount something to the forearm you have. If you can't find something to purchase aftermarket that you really like, that's a pretty easy situation to solve.
And does that stuff interfere with taking the weapon apart in any way?
Generally not.
Okay. Thanks, Sam. You're always doing what you do the best. You guys have a good day.
Okay, Fred.
Thank you, brother,
for the call. The call number is 800-313-9443. Well, we're getting some things done here, Sam, helping people achieve their goals, aren't we, sir?
Yeah, a lot of people have questions, and they might not be sure about what direction to go. A lot of things really depend on a person's budget. You can buy a stainless steel match-grade barrel that shoots great for 1,200 rounds, and then the accuracy disappears on it as the barrel starts to wear. Or you can spend $100 more and get yourself a deep nitrided stainless match-grade barrel that'll last for 20,000 rounds. You know, and so there's a lot of choices out there. There's a lot of competition. There's a lot of ingenuity, a lot of new technology. So, you know, it can be really confusing. And if you don't have the time to research and test it all, it's hard to know what's marketing hype and what actually works.
Yes, marketing hype can really grab your attention and get you to make a decision based on something other than reality, can't it?
I spend easily 6 to 8 hours every week just debunking myths from guys watching advertisements on television or watching YouTube videos from people that are supposed experts. And it's remarkable how if someone hears something on the internet, how they'll just accept it as biblical truth. And then when you explain to them that the laws of physics are in play here and it doesn't really work the way your video says, sometimes guys actually get angry. They get frustrated and angry, or they get mad at you because they don't want to hear the truth. They want to believe what they heard on the internet, and anything that contradicts that, it's like YouTube has become its own religion almost.
Well, yeah, I don't want to go down that road too far. We don't have time, but... I understand. Let's move on from there, Sam. What direction you want to go next?
Let's talk a little bit about do we have any time left on this segment to talk about the match formats? Probably got 2 minutes.
About 2 minutes, give or take a little.
So in the tactical matches, the PRS matches and the barricade matches, they call them tactical matches, but they're really not. We are literally training our young riflemen to do things exactly wrong. And so we don't run matches like the barricade matches or the precision rifle series matches or the Missouri Steel tactical matches. There's no tactical in these matches. So in our tactical match on December 8th, we're going to put the tactical back in rifle matches. We're going to reward people for using sound rifle practices in a tactical environment, and we're going to discourage them from doing things that will get them killed in a firefight. And we'll be testing several different skills for long-range shooters in our tactical match. We'll be shooting movers at 300 and 800 yards. We will be testing their ability to shoot multiple targets at multiple ranges in a small time frame. We'll be testing their ability to locate and identify targets that maybe aren't so obvious. And we'll be testing their ability to range with no electronics and no battery power.
Well, it's good to have a plan B and a plan C and have some basic skills to back up when technology fails, because it's inevitable. Of course, the technology is going to fail at some point.
Well, a lot of people don't realize these fancy laser rangefinders that they buy, they transmit in the 800 to 900 nanometer spectrum. And so if you've got an opponent with night vision and you light that rangefinder up, it looks like Star Wars to the guy with night vision.
Oh, yeah. You look like you're lit up in the middle of a football stadium at halftime. We got a break. We'll be right back.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Folks, this is very important information. What's to be said about CBD? AncientLifeOil.com. Our CBD is made from hemp and has 0.003 THC, which means this wonderful product won't get you high, no matter what amount you take. What does CBD do for the body? My hands are tied, but you can Google CBD benefits and be astounded. When you're finished reading, you'll want to log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. And purchase. Life is good when you feel good. People are tired of pain. People are asking for non-GMO organic products to help them with, you fill in the blank. Legal in 49 states, and again, our CBD is made from hemp. Ancient Life Oil is about helping people, one by one by one. If you wonder how good the product is, the CEO takes it every day without miss. AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Have a great day.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855, the number 2, keep it today.
All right, we are back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. J.R. Moore here on Monday. It is Monday. We only have 3 days of live broadcast this week. We are going on a Caribbean cruise. If you want details, contact our cruise director, Betsy Murphy. The Caribbean cruise is in February. We have an Alaskan cruise coming up in July. Our cruise director, Betsy Murphy, her telephone is 636-530-9502. Visiting with Sam Andrews, the proprietor of Freedom Center USA. And the telephone number down there is 417-718-2597. This is our short segment, Sam. We got about 5 minutes here.
Yeah, let's finish up talking about match formats. You know, when you
please,
practice like you fight, when you train like you fight, there's huge benefits. When you train and compete in ways that would get you killed in an actual firefight, you're literally teaching people to do things the wrong way in a methodology that may cost them their life if things devolve in this country.
Agreed, absolutely.
And I think we've gone the wrong direction in our rifle training and our match formats and that type of thing. In our matches, we ask a question of you. And that question is, do you have this fundamental skill that you will need in a firefight? So, for example, we ask, can you hit multiple targets at multiple ranges without dialing your scope? We have a whole stage built around answering that question alone. We have another question that we ask our competitors. Can you shoot a 4 MOA steel target in a static position? That's great. But we really want to know, can you shoot a moving target at long range, and can you shoot multiple moving targets at multiple ranges without dialing your scope? We ask another question. Can you identify a target that's not obvious? Do you know how to use your optics? Do you know how to do a hurried search with your binoculars and locate things of tactical significance and then deal with them with your rifle? Can you do that in a reasonable time frame? You know, the other, and then another question we're going to ask in this match on December 8th is, can you range a target of an unknown range with your weapon system, not your laser rangefinder, no rangefinders allowed, but can you measure a target with your reticle, determine its range, and kill it with one shot in a reasonable time frame? And, you know, that's the right way to run tactical matches, is to ask these questions and let the men go through the process and compete and answer this question for themselves. And if they're good on three of the five stages and they need to work on some of the issues for the other two stages, will they learn what they need to work on? And that's important.
Absolutely. Absolutely. We used to have a saying in the Army Reserve, come as you are, war. Our senior NCOs and officers, we all knew that if the balloon went up, so to speak, which is a term going back to the Civil War and hot air balloons, if the balloon went up, whatever we had in terms of training, supplies, and equipment is what we had, and off we go.
Yeah, I think people underestimate how quickly the streets of America could look like the streets of Hong Kong or the streets of Venezuela. I think there's a disbelief, there's a myth that people have in between their ears where they believe that it can't happen here, but it absolutely can. And if people don't stand up and defend freedom and defend their way of life, it will happen here because the globalists will force it to happen here.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, Ferguson, Missouri, where you were the tactical commander of the Oath Keepers on the ground there, went from a sleepy little suburb of St. Louis to international news in just hours, didn't it?
It didn't take long, and it was a long time coming. There's a lot of corruption in government, and government is incapable of protecting you. It's incapable of protecting a 2-square-mile area. Let me tell you what they did in Ferguson. They put over 1,000 federal officers, over 800 National Guard. They had over 600 policemen come from various agencies. A lot of them would contribute one or two guys to go up to help out in Ferguson from around the state. It was absolutely remarkable the manpower they had in Ferguson, yet they couldn't protect anything but the firehouse, the police station, and City Hall. And that's because of the corrupt leadership, that's the only thing they protected. And so people need to understand that when things get ugly, the government's going to protect infrastructure. They're going to protect government buildings. They're not going to protect you. They're not going to protect your neighborhood. They're not going to protect your home. They will not protect your business. There was over $60 million worth of arson damage done to multiple buildings in Ferguson, and the security elements there by the government did nothing to stop it.
They did not. In fact, they made it worse. We have a bottom-of-the-hour break. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Many people tell us about their experience with Extendivite. Just listen to what Glenn has to say.
Prior to taking it, I had diabetic neuropathy. The Extendivite reduced that significantly. Acid reflux was reduced. I had athlete's foot, very severe. Trimmed that down to about 75%. Dandruff, almost completely gone. I had occipital neuralgia at the base of my skull. I was having migraines, reduced by about 90%. Heart palpitations, my heart would kind of stall out. I would skip a beat. Very uncomfortable. And when walking from downstairs going to sleep, by the time I got to the bedroom, which is just one flight of stairs, my heart was pounding, coming out of my chest. My vision was blurry. This completely solved that problem. Great product. Thanks.
Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
All right, we are back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. J.R. Moore here on Monday, the 25th of November. My website is thelibertyman.com. That's thelibertyman.com. There's lots there. Lots of things to read, educate you, inform you, entertain you, possibly make you angry. The speech by the top Chinese general, this was never meant for public release. He gave a speech to his own top military people. We got a copy of it. It's been translated. It's been verified. It's being real. They want what we've got. They don't want us. They want our country. They want our resources. They don't want Americans. I think you'd be well advised to read that speech. Also, my website, of course, are energy claims for sale. The Black Friday sale begins immediately. It goes until next Monday, and $25 off energy cleaners, 10% off mattress pads. When you place your order, you'll be paying full price. I refund the difference manually. You can place your order right there at my website at thelibertyman.com. Don't ask my order takers for the discount. They won't have a clue what you're talking about. Just go ahead and call my toll-free order line. Place your order, you pay full price, and I refund the difference. The toll-free order line is 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. This is Farmers Monday, visiting with Sam Andrews, the proprietor of Freedom Center USA. The telephone number down there is 417-718-2597. Let's continue, Sam.
Well, I don't know if you saw this in the news, John, but Trump had the Secretary of Defense ask for the resignation of the Secretary of the Navy.
I read it, and I'm a bit confused. Apparently, the Secretary of Navy was trying to do the right thing quietly behind the scenes, while publicly he was not going to do the right thing. I'm not quite sure how that worked out. Involved the Navy SEAL was prosecuted and exonerated for everything except being photographed with a dead a Muslim that had been killed in combat, along with 10 other people who were not prosecuted for anything at all, by the way. Do you know the details of how this went down?
Well, what really set Trump off was the lack of candor. Trump's trying to promote men doing what they say and saying what they do. And so the Secretary of the Navy went to the Secretary of Defense, his boss, and said, oh, yeah, we should get rid of Gallagher. You know, he's a problem, blah, blah, blah. And then he went behind the scenes quietly to the White House and said, you know, we really should protect this guy. Let him retire as a SEAL. Let him retire with honor. He didn't really do anything that bad. And so Trump was like, what is this guy doing? He's saying one thing to my Secretary of Defense. He's saying something else to the White House. I mean, this guy's not conducting himself with an open hand. He's not. His lack of candor is appalling. Get rid of him. And I think Trump ordered the Secretary of Defense to ask for his resignation. And he asked for his resignation, and the guy resigned. And, you know, the guy should resign. The Navy completely botched this whole thing with Gallagher. And you don't spend $4 million training the guy to be a killer and then try and throw him in jail for killing the enemy. That's just absurd on every level.
I think there was a line in Apocalypse Now when they said it was like handing out speeding tickets on Memorial Day at the Indy 500. Well, it was an unfortunate circumstance, and what the Navy attorneys did to Gallagher was unconscionable. It was wrong, and he was exonerated, of course, of everything except a minor charge of a photograph, which involved 10 other Navy SEALs who were not charged at all for being in the same photograph. We had a good outcome. All things considered, I think we've had a good outcome. What do you think?
Well, I'm a big fan of some of the Navy operators that I've worked with. I tell you, these are honorable guys. These are good guys. And they care about this country. And the way the Navy attorneys, the JAG attorneys, the prosecutors, the way they handled this case was one Brady violation, one violation of due process after another. I mean, it's disgusting. What really needs to happen is, rather than just chop off the head of the Secretary of the Navy, is they need to go after these crooked attorneys and put them in jail for violating the law and violating due process and violating Gallagher's rights. That's how you really... I know Trump is trying to send a message. He's trying to send a message to the leadership. Do it clean or you're out of here. But you know what? The attorneys that created all these violations of due process, that violated Gallagher's rights and basically tried to create a sham trial where this guy would be convicted no matter what, those people need to be in jail.
Well, they need to either in jail or gone and lose their career and their pension. You know, they were doing this to enhance their career and make themselves look good. That was what they were doing, weren't they?
Exactly. I mean, I still have 10 fingers. You know, I have a thumb and four fingers on each hand, luckily, considering what I've gone through in life. But you know what? I can't count on those 10 fingers the number of Brady violations and the number of violations of due process, not only of these Navy attorneys, but the federal prosecutor that handled the Bundy case. I mean, all of these prosecutors, we have an epidemic of corruption in the courts and in the prosecutors' offices. I mean, and still until we take away their immunity and start holding them accountable to the law like everybody else, this thing's just going to keep getting worse.
I agree. And I've seen this firsthand. I'm not going to go into the details, but we don't have time. But I've dealt with this personally with prosecutors, both county level and state level here in Missouri, and federal level as far as that goes. Unethical conduct on the part of these prosecutors. And you're right, there's no accountability, so they do whatever they think will enhance their career and make them look better to the people they report to.
This whole concept of immunity, by the way, Bill Barr, the Attorney General of the United States, earlier in his career pushed for immunity for all federal employees. In other words, you couldn't prosecute a federal employee for any crime. And the idea that someone in government is above the law because they're in government is so appalling to our founding fathers and the principles they laid forward. I mean, we've really got to have a change of heart on these issues. This whole immunity thing needs to go away, and we need to start holding grown men accountable for their actions and accountable to the law.
Well, these men and women need protection for doing the right thing for the right reasons, but they need to be held accountable when they do the wrong thing for the wrong reasons, don't they?
You cannot have equal protection under the law, which is it's a foundational pillar of our justice system, is the concept of equal protection under the law. You cannot have that if you have people employed by the government who are above the law and cannot be charged with a crime. That's absurd. And we need to go back to our foundational principles and start holding these people accountable.
We do. That's kind of a deviation from what we typically talk about, but I agree with you 100%, Sam. I'll get the memorandum prepared to the White House before the end of the day and get it up there, sir.
Well, you know that this is the reason why this country is going to devolve into a civil war. This is the reason we need firearms. This is the reason we need to know how to use those firearms. This is the reason we need thousands of rounds of ammo and lots of cleaning supplies and spare parts, because we are run by an elite class now. And they are trying to take this country away. They're trying to make America go away, and they're trying to depopulate the planet because they believe technology can now replace the middle class, so they don't need us on their planet anymore. And when you understand this, you understand how critical firearms are to the long-term health of your family, your children, your grandchildren, and so forth.
Absolutely. I agree completely. Well, let's see if we can refocus on firearms and related topics and get away from this more esoteric things. What direction would you like to see us go to next year, Sam?
Well, I'd like to see people, thinking logistically. You know, I want you to compete in competitions if you can. But I would stay away from the PRS matches. If I were an American looking at the political landscape and then relating it to the time I want to devote to firearms, I would set aside some time to compete. And I would be competing in three-gun competitions. Those match formats will help you develop the skills to fight with a pistol and a rifle. So a two-gun match or a three-gun match where you've got a rifle, a pistol, and possibly a shotgun, depending on the match. Competing in those matches will really help you sort out your equipment, sort out the reliability of your rifles, pistols, and ammo. They'll help you with your skills, your footwork, your ability to acquire targets quickly. A lot of benefits come from three-gun. I wouldn't waste any time on PRS matches. And if you're a long-range shooter and you want to get into competitions, look for some sniper matches. Look for some matches where they really test tactical skills that are real world. I think that's important.
Absolutely. Well, that's good advice. And I know I used competition 40 years ago to develop my skill sets, and it stood me in good stead. The pressure that competition brings causes you to really improve your skills, in my opinion.
It does, and it gets you current with your weapon systems. You learn to do things by feel instead of having to think about them and look at what you're doing. And you learn to get a lot quicker and a lot more proficient. you know, there's really three basic types of fighting that you do with a rifle in a wartime situation. You've got the CQB, close quarters battles, in and out of rooms, building to building, room to room kind of fighting. There's those sets of skills that you want to develop. And then there's the urban sniping skills where you're learning how to create a hide inside a building, take shots at longer ranges without having a detectable signature. And then there's the what we call non-urban or rural skills where you learn how to move through the bush, through the trees, through the forest, take long shots in a natural environment. And so you have these three areas that you can work on and try and improve on and master. And if this country ever does cut loose, you'll have the skills you need to enhance your survivability.
Absolutely. And one of the places to get those skills, of course, is Freedom Center USA. There's other, if that's too far and too great a distance, you can find other tactical training centers around the country, can't you, Sam?
You absolutely can. And I think some of them even advertise on RBM. Front Sight is one. It's a very reputable training center. Out west, you've got Gun Sight Training Center. You've got the Small Arms Training Academy in the northwest. You've got Operational Tactics if you're on the east coast up north and near Maryland or Washington, D.C. or New York. You've got those options. There's a lot of options. Great men doing a great job training people on firearm skills. And if you're in the Midwest, give us a call. We'll give you a heads up and point you in the right direction.
Absolutely, absolutely. And the number to call down there in Lebanon to get details is 417-718-2597. A lot of speculation about what may or may not be happening following the election in 11 months. The first Tuesday, November 2020. Most of these prognostications are not very good, are they?
Well, and I think the prognostications, if you look at the polls from the last election, they had Hillary up by 9 to 12 points the day before the election. Obviously, the polls were dead wrong. They were wrong, but they were off by over 10% on average. But the real concern in an election is not who votes for who. It really is who counts the votes. And unfortunately, a lot of states have electronic voting machines where there's no audit trails. So through software modifications and through trickery, they can literally change the vote tallies. Unfortunately, the company that manufactures most of these machines is owned by George Soros, one of the big globalists. And so I have deep concerns about the integrity of our elections because of these electronic voting machines, because there's no audit trail. Now, there's been groups that have been suing states to clean up their voter rolls, and maybe that will make a difference in the election so that we don't have dead people voting and illegal aliens voting and all that type of stuff. But some states allow it, and there's just not a whole lot you can do about it. I have real concerns, though, that Trump could possibly win the election, but in fact, he'll be declared the loser because everything will have been manipulated. And right. I think that's entirely possible under under the current scheme.
It is a legitimate concern, and one of the things that people can do, our listeners, is make sure they're registered to vote personally and all their conservative friends and neighbors and relatives and people to go to church with are also registered to vote and actually get out to vote. We need an overwhelming turnout. They can only do vote fraud so much before it starts becoming obvious, and they'll do it as much as they can, which is why we need a massive turnout, a massive overwhelming support for President Trump. An awful lot of conservative Christians aren't even registered to vote and don't vote, do they, Sam?
No, they don't. And if Christians don't show up and vote this time around, you're going to see America disappear. We're going to go right into the middle of a civil war where the socialists are going to aggressively push their agenda and things are going to start to blow. Things are going to start to come in court. So if you need time to prepare and you need time to get ready for what's coming, going out and voting and getting Trump in office and getting some conservatives in office will buy you another 2 to 4 years before all this mayhem hits. But until we fix our education system, we're going to continue to produce more socialists, more communists, more collectivists, and you're going to see this country devolve in a very similar way to Venezuela, except it'll be a lot more violent because there's a lot more people here that have guns and don't want to see our way of life destroyed.
Good comment. We got a break. We'll be right back for the final segment.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
OMG! People are jumping on board to the Life Change Tea Regiment. Brew, steep, and drink for a gentle, taste-great cleanse. It's changing how they feel. See what everybody's talking about. Log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Life Change Tea aids in digestive slowdown and helps people get moving down a healthy path. We won't make claims. We'll just let you decide. Experience is much better than a commercial anyway. If you want results, log on to GetTheTea.com and purchase your Super Strength Cleansing Tea. You won't be disappointed. And if you're looking for some mind-body suggestions, go to YouTube and punch in the search bar Health Matters Now. That's Health Matters Now. Put power into your health now. So, GetTheTea.com, that's GetTheTea.com for Super Strength Tea. And YouTube, Health Matters Now. That's Health Matters Now for valuable suggestions. GetTheTea.com, the tea that makes you go.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do you do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last 2 decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. Extendivite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The 7 herbs in Extendivite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on Extendivite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get Extendivite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on Amazon.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
All right, we are back. Ladies and gentlemen, we're back. Jared Moore here on Monday, the 25th of November. Sam, we're down to the last 3 minutes here, sir. It's been a fast 2 hours. Hello, Sam. Did we lose Sam? Sam, take your
phone.
Can you
hear me now?
Yes, go ahead.
I think we've talked about a lot of different things today. Time's kind of flown by, but I think it's important that people become proactive. If you're not sure if you want to shoot in a 3-gun match, just take an hour, drive out to a range, watch a match. See how much fun these people are having. See see, you know, what a good group of people it is. Go out and shoot a three-gun match. If you're not sure, go out and watch one, you know, and then shoot in the next one. But to start taking this concept of fighting like you train and train like you fight, start taking this seriously. Start working on your skills in the dark. You know, this country's headed in a bad direction. We're going to right the ship at some point. You want to be healthy and happy on the other side of that equation. And don't ever forget that the good guys win. The good guys win because good people are more disciplined, they're more objective in their thinking, and they're more effective in warfare. And that's why Hitler lost. He was corrupt in his mind, corrupt in his thinking. That's why evil loses. Because evil is egocentric, evil is selfish, evil is inwardly focused. And to make good decisions in a competition or a war or a contest, you have to be objective. Objectivity is the greatest tool of a warrior. By the way, I didn't say that. Master Chief of SEAL Team 6, Mark Karachi, said that. And he's right. Being objective is the strongest weapon you can have as an American citizen. So see things for what they are, accept them for what they are, but be proactive about changing them for the better. And that starts with you. That starts with your equipment, your training, your physical health, the way you eat, the way you take care of yourself, all of those things. Be a strong American. You know, the good guys win. You want to be there when we win.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I want all our listeners to be there when we win also. And that means a lot of things that you just mentioned all being coming together as a total complete package, doesn't it?
Can you imagine the joy of our founding fathers, the people that made it to the other side, when we finally defeated the British, when we sent the British packing and people found out about that? Can you imagine the joy that they had? I mean, it had to be incredible.
It had to be. The joy and the misgivings for what the future may hold for our country. And imagine what the feelings of those men would be now to learn that in Palatine, Illinois, a Chicago suburb, a teenage boy with purple hair, lipstick, and fingernail polish can now go in the girls' locker room with the full consent of the school board.
Insanity.
Yeah. It's insanity. A mentally ill teenage boy with purple hair can now go in the girls' locker room. Absolute insanity.
Liberalism has become, it's become a mental illness in this country. I mean, it's absolutely crazy. I mean, we joke about the electronic voting machines and the corruption, you know, but just remember, the good guys win. Let freedom ring. John, have a great week.
Thank you, sir, and have a great Thanksgiving. That's it for the day. Get your medical supplies, your engine cleaner, your essential oils now while you can, your firearms, ammunition. Never, ever give up your guns. Please do a fun, safe, productive day. And God bless America.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. September 2018. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I've been using Extendivite for many years now. May 2018. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. March 2018. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. February 2018. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.